Lesson 8. You can be Jehovah's friend. Jehovah wants you to know him better. Why? He hopes that the more you learn about his personality, his ways, and his purpose, the more you will want to be his friend. Can you really be God's friend? Psalm 25:14 says, "Close friendship with Jehovah belongs to those who fear him, and he makes his covenant known to them." What can you do to become his friend? The Bible answers those questions and reveals why friendship with Jehovah is the most important relationship you can have. Point 1. What invitation does Jehovah offer you? James 4:8 encourages us, "Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you." What does this mean? Jehovah is inviting you to become his friend. Some may find it difficult to imagine being friends with anyone they cannot see, let alone with God himself. Yet, in his word, the Bible, Jehovah reveals everything we need to know about his personality in order for us to draw close to him. When we read God's message to us in the Bible, our friendship with Jehovah grows even though we have never seen him. Point 2. Why is Jehovah the best friend you can have? No one loves you more than Jehovah does. He wants you to be happy and to turn to him whenever you need help. You can throw all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, according to 1 Peter 5:7. Jehovah is always ready to support, comfort, and listen to his friends. Psalm 94:18 and 19 says, "When I said, 'My foot is slipping,' your loyal love, O Jehovah, kept supporting me. When anxieties overwhelmed me, you comforted and soothed me." Point 3. What does Jehovah expect of his friends? Jehovah loves people in general, but his close friendship is with the upright, according to Proverbs 3:32. Jehovah expects his friends to try to do things that he views as good and to avoid things that he considers bad. Some may feel that they could never live up to Jehovah's standards of good and bad. However, Jehovah is large-hearted. He accepts everyone who truly loves him and does his best to please him.
Dig deeper. Learn more about how you can become Jehovah's friend and discover why he is the best friend you can have. Point 4. Abraham was Jehovah's friend. The Bible account of Abraham, also called Abram, gives us a glimpse of what it means to be God's friend. Read about Abraham at Genesis 12:1-4, which says, "And Jehovah said to Abram, 'Go out from your land and away from your relatives and from the house of your father to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will become a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who calls down evil on you, and all the families of the ground will certainly be blessed by means of you.' So Abram went just as Jehovah had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran." What did Jehovah ask Abraham to do? What did Jehovah promise him? How did Abraham respond to Jehovah's instructions? Point 5. What Jehovah asks of his friends. We usually expect certain things of our friends. What are some things that you like your friends to do for you? 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is what the love of God means, that we observe his commandments, and yet his commandments are not burdensome." What does Jehovah expect of his friends? In order to obey Jehovah, we may need to change our conduct or our personality traits. Isaiah 48:17-18 says, "This is what Jehovah says, your repurchaser, the Holy One of Israel. I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself, the one guiding you in the way you should walk. If only you would pay attention to my commandments, then your peace would become just like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Why does Jehovah ask his friends to make changes? The picture caption reads, "A good friend would remind us of things that can protect and benefit us. Jehovah does the same for his friends." Point 6. What Jehovah does for his friends. Jehovah helps his friends cope with problems. Listen to the audio for the video, "Jehovah has done so much for me." To find all media for Lesson 8, go to the publication Enjoy Life Forever on jw.org.
When I was 14, things that happened in the past started to catch up with me emotionally. And I felt like everything that had happened in my life was my fault. I did then try to take my life. When I was little, a family friend sexually abused me, and he continued to do so for many years. I didn't tell anyone what was going on. I didn't even tell my dad. I just tried to act normal, to block it all out. I remember Dad looked into lots of different religions growing up. Then one day, Jehovah's Witnesses knocked on our door. Their sincerity was very evident, like they were clearly interested in us as people and sincerely offering us to get to know Jehovah and the Bible. Learning from the Bible that God says that he will take my right hand, that he will fortify me, that he will really help me. It blew me away. When I went to a Kingdom Hall, I could feel the love and sincerity and warmth of everyone in there right away, and it put me at ease. Jehovah's done so much for me personally. I want to help as many people benefit from that same relationship with our God. For the last 12 years, I've been doing a full-time Bible education work. Of course, my life is not perfect. I still struggle from time to time, especially with negative thinking and emotions. Sometimes I need to get up and do something, do some physical activity. Sometimes when I have the memories coming back, it's like I'm watching a bad movie and somehow I need to change the channel. I like to pray down at the beach. It makes me feel very close to Jehovah. Coming to know Jehovah has given my life meaning and purpose. I remember learning the promise from God. He says that I'm making all things new, and these things will not come up into the heart, nor will they come up into the mind. I can't wait for that time, and I'm so grateful for that promise.
How has Jehovah helped the woman in the video to deal with her negative thinking and emotions? Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be anxious, for I am your God. I will fortify you. Yes, I will help you. I will really hold on to you with my right hand of righteousness." Verse 13 says, "For I, Jehovah your God, am grasping your right hand, the one saying to you, 'Do not be afraid, I will help you.'" What does Jehovah promise to do for all of his friends? Do you think Jehovah would make a good friend? Why? The picture caption reads, "Close friends give you help when you need it." Jehovah will help you too. Point 7. Friendship with Jehovah involves communication. Communication strengthens bonds of friendship. Psalm 86:6 says, "Listen, O Jehovah, to my prayer, and pay attention to my pleas for help." Verse 11 says, "Instruct me, O Jehovah, about your way. I will walk in your truth. Unify my heart to fear your name." How can we communicate with Jehovah? How does Jehovah communicate with us? The picture caption reads, "We speak to Jehovah through prayer. He speaks to us through the Bible." Some people say,
"It's impossible to be close to God."
What scripture would you use to show that we can be Jehovah's friend?
Summary: Jehovah wants to be your friend, and he will help you draw close to him. Review: How does Jehovah help his friends? Why does Jehovah instruct his friends to make changes? Do you think Jehovah expects too much of his friends? Why or why not? Goal: Share with a friend something that you have learned about Jehovah. Set other goals.
Explore: How can friendship with God affect your life? Read Jehovah, A God Worth Knowing in the Watchtower, February 15, 2003. Learn how to cultivate a friendship with God. Read How Can I Become God's Friend? In Questions Young People Ask, Answers That Work, Volume 2, Chapter 35. Find out why one woman feels that her friendship with Jehovah saved her. Read I Did Not Want to Die in the Watchtower, Number 1, 2017. In the audio, What Does It Mean to Be God's Friend? Listen to teenagers express their feelings about Jehovah.
Well, I definitely think that having a friendship with God is a hard concept to understand.
End of Lesson 8.